Let's talk some baseball at 1:30 in the morning, Saturday, July 23rd. First, let's talk about old business from Friday the 22nd. We lost. The Mariners lost. Yes, two winning streaks are over. If you've been keeping track, scoring at home, so to speak, you know that our winning streak per day has matched the daily streak of the Mariners. So it's over now. Both of them came to a thud. And it's not that we're betting on the Mariners every day. I think I bet on a handful of times, maybe. And yesterday was one of those times. In any event, that's old news. More old news, and this is the funny part of it, is I for some reason thought it would be smart to bet live on the Red Sox yesterday. I saw them as a 10.5 points. What are the chances they lose by double digits at home? Let me think about this one. Before I knew it, it was 14.5, 14-0, so plus 14.5. I took that one. Yes, I did. Then I took him at plus 22.5, thinking, oh, I'm going to make that one back really easy. You can't lose by three touchdowns at home. Well, had that 22. Sure did. And then they put a third baseman in to pitch the ninth inning. As soon as it did that, I felt like I should probably throw a computer across the room, but, you know, that doesn't really solve anything. I should have been smart enough to know that when you're down by more than three touchdowns in a baseball game, you probably don't use your pitchers. I just felt like when they were throwing out the valuable pitchers that maybe they weren't going to play it that way, but it is what it is. It's not like these games don't get played every day. All right, so that's the funny part of it. I don't think I was laughing very hard. Might have sounded a little PO'd, but it is what it is. Let's talk about new business. I've got five games for you, five of them. So, in order here, we're going to go with Houston over Seattle. You have to fade Seattle coming off this streak. By the way, you should think about that. I've got five games for you. I'm coming off a hot streak as well. You just don't know. I wouldn't fade me. I've got my money on these five games. You do what you need to do. Do your analysis and think about these games. I'll tell you why I like them. How about that? Houston over Seattle. Houston's a better team. I'm not going to get into too much nitty-gritty. I've noticed my downloads go down when I talk too much. I would recommend you speed up the speed of it because I'm doing this ad hoc, ad lib, extemporaneous. I don't prepare for this, and it's now 1:30 in the morning as well. I'm not going to go on into all the details. Trust me, I've researched this. That's why I'm still up right now. I wanted to get that losing streak and get really grind into it. But here it is. Houston's a better team. Verlander's a better pitcher than Gilbert. Not as much of a difference as you would think. And you're paying almost $1.50 on Houston. But it's a straight money line play, no fancy business. By the way, all five of these are no fancy business. No same game parlays. There's no traditional parlays. There's four money lines and one run line. How about that? Houston money line is the play. Now, we're going to pass on Toronto and Boston. I recommend that you do as well. You really can't bet on a team to come back from a drubbing of 23 points. It doesn't really work that way. You can't bet against a team that won by too much because they're going to be lackadaisical and overconfident. You have to stay away from it. If you have different ideas on that, more power to you. You will not catch me betting on a baseball game on either opponent, either team, when there's been a blowout like that. No, thank you. Philadelphia, though, I will bet on. They got blown out by Chicago, but not to this extent. I do like them in a bounce back spot in large part because Zach Wheeler is a really good pitcher going against Marcus Stroman, who is not. Philadelphia is a better team than Chicago. Take them on the run line at plus 130. If you want the money line at minus $1.50 to actually it's moving up to about 165 now from $1.50. That means most people agree with what I'm saying here. This line is going to be more expensive as it goes, so you'll probably be more likely to want to take that run line, and they should win by two or more. A little bit of a disadvantage being the home team, but I think we're going to get it done here. The Cubs, after a long losing streak of 1-2 in a row now, one at the end of the first half and one to start the second half, that'll be about it for that. The streak ends, their two-game winning streak will end. Let's see, we'll pass on Minnesota-Detroit. There's nothing of value. St. Louis Seems like a bounce back spot, but I'm not going to pay $1.65 or so for Steven Matz on the road. Although I really want to fade the Reds. I want to fade them in the worst way, but I won't. But I will bet on the Pittsburgh Pirates at home behind Jose Quintana to beat Max Meyer and the Marlins. Are the Marlins a better team? Yes, they are. Are they the better team tomorrow? No, they're not. They don't have a better pitcher, but I don't even think the team is better tomorrow. They're not in good form right now. How's that? Yankees in Baltimore. I couldn't tell you the last time I bet against Gerrit Cole, but I don't bet on him that much either. I just, ever since they cracked down on the spider tack on the ball, he's not as quite the pitcher that he was. He was the king of spider tack. Don't tell him I said that, right? But no, I think everybody knows that. But I will bet on the other New York team. The Mets bounce back spot over San Diego. Hard fought game. San Diego got it done. I did mention in the previous podcast, I was a little afraid of the game, but I couldn't go against Scherzer and the Mets. I basically was saying that the Padres are going to outperform expectations in the second half, but I did not think it would start Friday when we bet on the Mets. So we're going to take the Mets in a bounce back spot here with Bassett. And basically I want to fade Blake Snell every time that I can, anytime humanly possible. And this is one of those possibilities. The Mets in New York, behind a good pitcher with Bassett, and pay $1.50. Yeah, Mets money line. And Pittsburgh was money line, by the way, basically even money. Tampa Bay and KC, yeah, that's a pass. Colorado, Milwaukee. You would assume you'd want to take Milwaukee on the run line like we did and lost on Friday night, but we will pass on that. San Francisco and LA. Personally, I typically walk away from that matchup. It's not a matchup that works for me for the most part. And then Chicago again with the White Sox, Cleveland, and doubleheader. You should like Atlanta on the run line over the Angels. I don't like it enough to play it. The Angels are a sad sack of a team. They spend at will on offense. They can't seem to figure out how to get them to gel together and score enough runs to outscore the other team because their pitchers certainly don't do a very good job other than Ohtani. So pass. You would think you'd want to bet on Arizona because there's really never a reason to bet on Washington. Bumgarner is not as good. He's long in the tooth. And you're paying $1.50 on Arizona, who's a bad. I'd just stay away from that. And finally, we wrap it up with Oakland. Yes, back-to-back Oakland wins. Oakland home against Texas. Caprellian of Oakland over Hearn of Texas. It's a good matchup. Caprellian outperforms his numbers. He's pitching in pretty good form right now. Hearn is a bum. Oakland's a bum of a team. They're 13-33 at home. I don't know if that's been updated yet. But you know what? Those things have a way of evening out. Yeah, I know they only play in front of about, I don't know, a dozen fans, two dozen fans maybe. That's about it. But these players aren't going out in the field crying because they don't have any fan support. I think they realize why there's not as much as there could be. But you know what? Caught that game a little bit on TV, and I heard a lot of Oakland fans. Now, probably they put a microphone next to the three fans that were there, but it is what it is. So you got to go with Oakland here. They're getting plus money, plus 10, plus 110, plus 115. That's the way to go. So recap in reverse order now. We're taking Oakland money line. We're going with New York Mets money line. We're going with Pittsburgh Pirates money line. We're going with Philadelphia Phillies run line and Houston Astros money line. Five plays, no fancy business, no parlays today. No same game parlays or traditional. That is the ticket. Again, remember, nobody wins every day. You may want to make sure you double check what I'm telling you. I think we're in good shape there. But let's win some money. Best of luck.